AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police throughout the Houston area are looking for a man who shot and killed a Harris County Sheriff's deputy as he was filling his patrol car with gas last night. Sheriff Ron Hickman.
It strikes us in the heart to simply be a target because you wear a badge and for no other reason hit you where you live.
Police say the man walked up behind Deputy Darren Goforth and shot him a number of times. Then, when Goforth was on the ground, he fired several more shots at him. Tropical Storm Erica has lost some strength after bringing heavy rain to Haiti and Dominican Republic. At least 20 people are dead, 31 others missing, after more than a foot of rain touched off flooding and landslides on the small Caribbean island of Dominica. Hurricane Center specialist John Cancellosi says Erica may not be a tropical storm by the time it reaches Florida. Even so,
it's sort of going to be a big swath of rain and potential gusty winds. So even if the system does go west of Florida, much of the state could still experience those kind of conditions.
In the Pacific, Hurricane Ignacio expected to strengthen over the weekend and come close to the Hawaiian Islands on Monday. Governor David Ige has signed an emergency proclamation ahead of that storm. Three Al Jazeera English journalists have been given three-year prison terms by an Egyptian court. Their trial and charges sharply criticized by press freedom advocates and human rights activists. Two of the men were taken away right after the judge issued his sentence. The third, an Australian, was deported back in February. Waterborne Legionnaires' disease has hospitalized one inmate and is suspected of sickening more than two dozen others at California's oldest state prison. Officials, meanwhile, are now scrambling to provide safe drinking water to thousands of inmates at San Quentin. Two residents of an Illinois veterans home have died from the disease that has sickened more than 20 others there. This is AP Radio News. The longtime voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers signs on for another year.
Vin Scully will be back for a record 67th season in the broadcast booth for the Dodgers. Scully is the velvet-voiced play-by-play announcer who called Sandy Koufax's perfect game in 1965.
2-2 to Harvey Keene, one strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung at and missed, a perfect game.
The 87-year-old Hall of Fame announcer's consecutive years of service make him the longest tenured broadcaster with one team in sports history. I'm Ross Simpson.
A week before the start of the college football season, the University of Illinois has fired Coach Tim Beckman after an investigation found he tried to influence medical decisions and pressure players to play with injuries. Offensive coordinator Bill Cubitt will take over for the Illini's home opener against Kent State next Friday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.